George and Tammy to Kenny and Dolly. Real Country. 1430 AM, 107.3 FM. WRDN. We are Real Country, 1430 AM Stereo, WRDN, Durand, Mondovi, Wabasha, and 107.3 FM, Translator W297CH, Durand.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson. Here's how that big explosion at a port in southern Iran sounded a few hours ago. Several people are dead, over 500 others hurt, says Iran's government-controlled TV. Reports say the blast is being linked to a shipment of chemicals used in ballistic missiles. Explosion happened as Iran and the U.S. met in Oman for talks over Tehran's nuclear program. The Iranian foreign minister says today's talks were more serious than in the past. An Israeli airstrike today flattened a three-story home in Gaza City, killing 10 people, half of them children, say health officials. Before attending today's Pope Francis funeral, President Trump sat down for a face-to-face meeting with Ukrainian President Zelensky at the Vatican. U.S. officials say the meeting went well. After, Mr. Trump posted on social media that Russian President Putin may not actually want to end the war. This is ABC News. No word yet when cardinals will get together to choose a new pope. ABC News senior national correspondent Terry Moran in Vatican City.
The carefully orchestrated process for electing the next pope, typically 15 to 20 days after a pope's death. The College of Cardinals will gather and sequester inside the Vatican, cutting off contact with the outside world for the duration.
This deadline approacheth.
After several delays, the extra identification rules known as Real ID beyond a normal driver's license take effect May 7th. Katie Nastro is with the travel site Going and says most people who cannot get in for an appointment yet may have other options.
TSA stated that 81% of people have an acceptable form of Real ID. That doesn't necessarily mean that every 81% has a real ID, but they do have an acceptable form, and you might even have one and not know it.
A passport, federal, and military IDs, along with global entry cards, are all acceptable IDs.
Our Michelle Franson, Chuck Sievertson, ABC News.
It's Macy's Friends and Family Sale. Hurry in for insider deals on must-have spring styles from your favorite brands, like an extra 30% off new dresses, handbags, and accessories from Karl Lagerfeld Paris, Donna Karan New York, Avec Lavie, and more. Plus, get 15% off fragrances, beauty, and skincare, too. It's not only the best time to shop for yourself, it's also the best time to shop early for Mother's Day. Don't miss Friends and Family starting tomorrow at Macy's. Savings off regular and already reduced prices. Exclusions apply.
Shop the Sherwin-Williams 4-Day Super Sale and get 40% off paints and stains April 25th through the 28th. With prices starting at $29.39, it's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Whether you're looking to revamp your bedroom, living room, or home office, we have you covered with bold hues, soothing neutrals, and everything in between. Shop the sale online or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Streaming TV is where it's at. It's not about cutting the cord anymore. It's all about your customized TV options. With the best and cheapest high-speed internet and your own TV subscriptions, we've got your dream TV lineup. Between wired and satellite internet and TV, save money and get more internet speed and better TV today by calling the Whole Home Connect.
800-217-9129. 800-217-9129. 800-217-9129.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For today, lots of sun and a high near 62. Slight chance of a shower late tonight, lows around 43. Showers and storms Sunday with a high near 61. More showers and storms Sunday night with a low near 53. Monday and Monday night, showers and storms, some strong. For Tuesday, partly sunny, 59. Wednesday, sunshine and back to the mid-60s. Currently, 53 degrees.
Real Country. Real Country. 1430 AM, 107.3 FM.
Thank you. has a ton of green. She's got her daddy's money, her mama's good looks, and look who's looking at me. She's got her daddy's money, her mama's good looks, and she's looking at me.
Yeah. Ricochet and Daddy's Money. Music continues with some Bailey Zimmerman and also Sawyer Brown. And this one, Wasted Time, here's Keith Urban.
The rain is coming down tonight. I'm smiling, looking at this photograph. I hear that song and I'm flying right back to when we had it made. Every Friday night when the sun went down, we'd be running them streets like we're on the town. And I just couldn't let it. Wasted time, oh, that wasted time. Out of nowhere, it slipped away. And the rope by the river hangs silently in the town that we knew ain't nothing like it used to be. I can't explain. They took all the color from the picture frame, and the days got sold to the grit in the game. Can't let it go. No, I just can't let it go. I wonder if you ever think about it like I do. Seven kids on a two-lane road. We had the guns on the radio. After all this time, it still feels so good. When I think about those summer nights, singing out the windows on the back roads, sweet child of mine, sipping on the locals, sparkling.
About the one that got away. We'll play another country hit on Real Country 1430.
Well, I pulled out of Pittsburgh, rolling down the eastern seaboard. I've got my diesel wound up and she's running like never before. There's a speed zone ahead, but all right, I don't see a cop in sight. 6 days on the road and I'm gonna make it home tonight. I got 10 Ford gears and a Georgie overdrive. I'm passing little white lines and my eyes are open wide.
just passed a Jimmy in a white. I've been passing everything in sight. 6 days on the road and I'm gonna make it home tonight. Well, it seems like a month since I kissed my baby goodbye. I could have a lot of women, but I'm not like some other guy. I could find one to hold me tight, but I can never make believe it's right. 6 days on the road and I'm gonna make it home tonight. The ICC is checking on down the line. I'm a little overweight and my law books are way behind. But nothing bothers me tonight. I can dodge all the scales alright. 6 days on the road and I'm gonna make it home tonight. My rig's a little old, but that don't mean she's slow. There's a flame from her stack and the smoke's pulling back as coal. My hometown's coming in sight. If you think I'm happy, all right. 6 days on the road and I'm gonna make it home tonight. 6 days on the road and I'm gonna make it home tonight. 6 days on the road and I'm gonna make it home tonight.
Go Durand Panthers. From all of us at Rio Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN.
Well, I was only scared of the devil and her dad. So we parked somewhere we knew they'd never look. No, I never seen nothing like her, playing with the flame of her mama's lighter. No, it wasn't very long before I was hooked. Heaven was a preacher's spot in that first church parking lot. Her hanging on to me like a cross on a rearview does. Her eyes were blue, the words were red on that half pack of cigarettes. At 17, that's what hallelujah was. Life was Nevy in the back of that Chevy. Me, her, and the Holy Ghost. Something about us, hell of a rush. Falling in love, lighting up them holy smokes. They run us off, but we come running back. And we pick up where we left off the night before. Said, I pissed off, would your mama be if we walked in there and you married me? Even if we never made it through them old doors. Heaven was a preacher's spot in that first church parking lot. Her hanging on to me like a cross on a rearview dust. Her eyes were blue, the words were red on that half-pack of cigarettes. At 17, that's what hallelujah was. Life was Nevy in the back of that Chevy. Me, her, and the Holy Ghost. Something about us, hell of a rush. Falling in love, lighting up them holy smoke. Nothing about those nights felt like sinning. Jesus forgives, but I can't forget when. Spot in that first church parking lot. Her hanging on to me like a cross on a rearview dust. Her eyes were blue, the words were red on that half-pack of cigarettes. At 17, that's what hallelujah was. Life was Nevy in the back of that Chevy. Me, her, and the Holy Ghost. Something bad.
Well, today is the final day of the NFL draft. For those of you who are checking out your teams and seeing who they've drafted yet today, the finishing up of the 7 rounds in the NFL draft will be concluded later today.
Still getting around to that fix on your car? You got this. On eBay, you'll find millions of parts guaranteed to fit. Doesn't matter if it's a major engine repair or your first time swapping your windshield wipers. eBay has that part you need, ready to click perfectly into place. For changes big and small, loud or quiet, find all the parts you need at prices you'll love. Guaranteed to fit every time. But you already know that. eBay. Things. People. Love. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Millions of Americans take medicine like Ozempic and Zepbound. Many of them are overpaying by thousands of dollars a year. These GLP-1 medications for diabetes, weight loss, and more may not always be covered by your insurance, but GoodRx can help. GoodRx helps you save every month on prescriptions at over 70,000 pharmacies nationwide. Best of all, it's free to use. Check GoodRx to save on GLP-1s. Just go to GoodRx.com/GLP. That's GoodRx.com/GLP. GoodRx is not insurance, but can be used instead of insurance, including Medicare and other federal and state-funded programs.
1430 AM and 107.3 FM. Real Country.
Well, I'm not talking about locking down forever, baby. That would be too demanding. I'm just talking about two lonely people who might reach a little understanding. I'm not talking about locking out heaven with weather. Sitting on your bar stool, talking to some fool who didn't have a clue. I guess they couldn't see you were looking right at me, cause I was looking at you too. Then it's, do you wanna dance? Have we ever met? You said, hold your horses, boy, I ain't that easy to get. Oh, I'm not talking about locking down forever, baby, that would be. I'm just talking about two lonely people who might reach a little understanding. I'm not talking about knocking out heaven with whether we're wrong or we're right. I'm not talking about hooking up and hanging out. I'm just talking about tonight. She said, I only take it slow, by now you ought to know that. If we can start as friends, the weekend just might end with a little kiss. She said, I'm a lady looking for a man in my life who'll make a good husband, I'll make a good wife. Easy now. I'm not talking about locking down forever, baby, that would be too demanding. I'm just talking about reach a little understanding. I'm not talking about knocking out heaven with whether we're wrong or we're right. See, I'm not talking about hooking up and hanging out. I'm just talking about tonight. Yeah, I'm just talking about a little bit later
Listen for local news 4 times a day, Monday through Friday at 7, 8, noon, and 4 on Real Country. Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN.
I'm in a hurry to get things done. Oh, I rush and rush until life's no fun. All I really gotta do is live and die, but I'm in a hurry and don't know why. Don't know. To drive so fast, my car has nothing to prove. It's not new, but it'll do 0 to 60 in 5.2. I'm in a hurry to get things done. Oh, I rush and rush until life's no fun. All I really gotta do is live and die, but I'm in a hurry and don't know why. Can't be late, I leave in plenty of time, shaking hands with the
It's a race and there ain't no room for someone in second place. I'm in a hurry to get things done. I rush and rush until there's no fun. All I really gotta do is live and die, but I'm in a hurry and don't know why. I'm in a hurry to get things done, oh I rush and rush until life's no fun. All I really gotta do is live and die, but I'm in a hurry and don't know why. I'm in a hurry to get things done, oh I rush and rush until life's no fun. Until life's no fun. All I really gotta do is live and die, but I'm in a hurry and don't know why.
We got you covered from Delta Dawn to Dixie on my mind. Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN.
I'm the kind to take the keys, don't sit in a shotgun seat unless I want to, and you make me want to. Hypnotized by the white lines, your hands 10-2 on this heart of mine, makes me feel at home. Yeah, boy, I'm right at home in a 4x4 by you. Out in the driveway, backed up to a fire on a tailgate, feet on the dashboard. Oh, nothing I love more. Not eating nothing, but we in slow motion, up in the mountains or down by the ocean. It's all the same to me. Ain't nowhere I'd rather be than in a 4x4 by you.
Right.
This is Austin Hill.
Austin Hill now is leading the way.
The following is a production of the Motor Racing Network, the voice of NASCAR.
The NASCAR Xfinity Series heads to the most unpredictable battlefield on its calendar. Talladega Super Speedway. At 2.66 miles long and wide enough for four wide racing, this colossal track isn't just about horsepower. It's about courage, timing, and survival. This weekend, the Xfinity Series returns to Alabama for a drafting showdown where the underdogs always have a chance. The draft can be your best friend or worst enemy, and one wrong move can take out half the field. History has shown us that we should expect the unexpected. Talladega rewards those who stay calm under pressure, manage the draft effectively, and make bold moves at the right moment.
Racing back to the tri-oval for the final time. Checkered flag is in the air. Sammy Smith all the way down, almost on the apron. Ryan Sieg, one last run, not going to get there.
Buckle up. The Xfinity Series is about to go full throttle at Talladega, and the big one is never more than a heartbeat away. Live from Talladega, Alabama, the NASCAR Xfinity Series presents the Ag Pro 300 from Talladega Super Speedway, exclusively on the Motor Racing Network.
NASCAR Live Race Day is brought to you by Toyota. For the latest Toyota Gazoo racing information, visit TGRNA.com.
Under mostly sunny skies and a temperature of 72 degrees, the NASCAR Xfinity Series is set to do battle here at Talladega. With high banks and high speeds, that brings on the potential for high drama. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Motor Racing Network's live flag-to-flag coverage of the Ag Pro 300. I'm Alex Hayden alongside championship-winning crew chief Todd Gordon and Mike Bagley. And Mike, after a highly competitive race last week in Rockingham, the NASCAR Xfinity Series looks to continue that big momentum they've had all year long.
And they have not lifted the throttle, Alex. Even though the NASCAR Cup Series was off last weekend, the NASCAR Xfinity Series right now is about to begin their 11th consecutive race. They won't come up for air until we conclude our event next weekend at Texas Motor Speedway. Then they get a couple of weekends off. We've had winners like Justin Allgaier, Connor Zilich. You've also had Brandon Jones, and you've had Sammy Smith go to victory lane. You've also had two Richard Childress drivers go to victory lane in Austin Hill and Jesse Love. And surprise, surprise, they start on the front row here today for this one.
After qualifying was held. So with that being said, six of the 12 positions on the playoff grid, Todd Gordon, are already occupied. Is there a good likelihood before we start playoff racing in the Xfinity Series that we're going to have 12 different winners?
I don't think so. I don't think we'll get to 12. I think we could get to, you know, we could get to 9 or 10 pretty confidently. But I just think when you get to that point, being competitive and getting there is one thing, but being able to execute and finish it is another level for those guys. I just don't see 12 of them happen before we get to playoff grid.
Well, the interesting thing today, we're going to spin the wheel. Could it be an RCR car going to victory lane? Could Jesse Love or Austin Hill do it? Or could we have an unsuspecting winner at a very unpredictable racetrack like we have today at Talladega? We're all about to find out when we throw the green flag shortly for the Ag Pro 300.
Get ready. The third annual NASCAR Day Giveathon is just days away. Join us on May 13th to support hundreds of nonprofit organizations across the country to raise much-needed funds for their missions. When you give to the NASCAR Day Giveathon, you will be eligible for some special incentive prizes and matching donation opportunities to make the most of your gift. Visit NASCARDayGiveathon.org and learn how you can join us. That's NASCARDayGiveathon.org.
The Tough Trucks of NASCAR,
an exclusive podcast from the Motor Racing Network.
Ron Hornaday, green flag is in the air. He will take the field quickly to turn one.
Relive the moments of the NASCAR Craftsman Truck Series from its debut in 1995.
Checkered flag in the air. Skinner wins with the inaugural for the NASCAR Truck Series by Craftsman.
The legends of the NASCAR Craftsman Truck Series.
Todd Bodine wins four in a row on super speedways.
The Tough Trucks of NASCAR,
available on podcast platforms and MRN.com.
From Talladega Super Speedway, this is the Motor Racing Network, the voice of NASCAR.
When your reputation is on the line, go to the Midwest leader, Bauer Built Tire and Service, for all your tire and service repair needs. They've been supplying cars, SUVs, light and medium truck tires, as well as farm tires since 1944. Plus, they've built their reputation on services such as alignments, brakes, and suspension work that will exceed your expectations. Stop in today at Bauer Built Tire and Service on Mall Drive in Eau Claire and in Durand. Bauer Built, built on service.
Every piece of land tells a story. The right equipment helps you tell it your way. Impromptu ball games, evenings with friends, or working on your own little piece of paradise. That's your story. A John Deere mower from Tractor Central helps you get there with precision, comfort, speed, and even a little fun. Visit Tractor Central to find the right John Deere lawn tractor or zero turn for your property. And a quality cut? That's only the beginning. Start now at TractorCentral.com.
It's a John Deere day.
NASCAR coverage on Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN is being brought to you by Bauer Built Tire and Service, Durand and Mall Drive, Eau Claire.
Welcome back to Talladega Super Speedway. We are getting ready to go for a 113 lapper today in the Ag Pro 300. Alex mentioned this a moment ago. Last weekend, while the NASCAR Cup Series was off, the NASCAR Xfinity Series took center stage at Rockingham Speedway. The Xfinity cars, along with the NASCAR Craftsman Truck Series and the ARCA Menards Series East, welcomed NASCAR and ultimately ARCA back to racing at Rockingham Speedway. And it was an overwhelming success. Tyler Ankrum won the NASCAR Craftsman Truck Series event, and even though the checkered flag flew with Jesse Love first across the start-finish line, that's not the way the event was adjudicated last week. There was an amendment to the running order after the checkered flag flew.
Because in post-race tech that went well into the nighttime with no lights there at Rockingham Speedway, NASCAR determined that the car of Jesse Love's did not meet the rule book in post-race technical inspection. They ended up awarding the win to then second-place driver Sammy Smith. So Todd Gordon, as a crew chief, the problem that they found on the Jesse Love car, what was it and how difficult or how big of an advantage could that have given the team?
So if you look at the NASCAR Xfinity Series cars, the rear suspension, two truck arms, basically 50-inch long I-beams, they come back and they use a U-bolt over the housing that bolts down through the truck arm. There's a saddle on the bottom of the housing that's flat. It's probably 2 inches wide and 6 inches long. The pinion shims go between that and the truck arm. So the NASCAR rulebook says that the mating surfaces of the pinion shims, the truck arm, and the pad of the housing have to stay in full contact at all times. This car, after in post-race tech, there was a gap somewhere along that. And that can happen. It could have just been the fact this is the first time they've been to Rockingham. The truck arm with the track bar on it, it pulls and puts out laterally. It could have bent something there and opened up a gap. This is something they found in post-race tech at the racetrack, which warranted a disqualification. I've been down this road. If you go back to 2017, we won Richmond with Joey Logano. Everything was good at the racetrack. When we went back to our NASCAR R&D Center, they similarly put the car up on jack stands. They found a 10,000th gap. And that's what led to our encumbered win back then.
Now, NASCAR Xfinity Series Managing Director Eric Peterson had that whole assembly in the hauler yesterday, showed it to everybody, showed it where the two items did not connect, and put that on display. If you go on social media, you'll be able to see that. It is, to the human eye and the untrained eye, and quite frankly, for those of us that don't work in the garage, what's the big deal? It was so minute, that measurement, but there are ripple effects from those conditions that are not met.
Well, if you get back to the points before we had this rule in the rule book where all pieces had to have full contact, we built pinion shims that weren't flat to make more forward drive out of the cars. We actually had where they'd have a 100,000th gap on one side of them. So there were opportunities there. NASCAR came back to kind of clamp everything down, let the exploration happen, said everything needs to be flat and connected. There's not a minimum U-bolt torque on that. And that's a piece where sometimes when you go to these higher laterally load places, you have to increase U-bolt torque to keep them from opening back apart. Keep in mind, repaved Rockingham, we would have thought it's a very high, we talked about the speeds we had last week, lots of lateral load, lots of speed through the corner, that tends to make some of those parts deflect, and unfortunately for the two car, there was a gap that was a present.
Jesse Love was disqualified. Sammy Smith got the win. Ironically, those two drivers, the last two to win here at Talladega.
Jeff Gordon wins the Daytona 500.
Jeff Gordon's rise to one of NASCAR's all-time greatest drivers was one like no other. Relive Jeff Gordon's journey to the NASCAR Hall of Fame with the exclusive MRN podcast, Jeff Gordon, A Colorful Career. 93 Cup Series wins, 4 Cup Series championships, and 3 Daytona 500 wins, a career rivaled by few others. Check out MRN's Jeff Gordon, A Colorful Career on podcast platforms and MRN.com.
Get ready to rev your engines, NASCAR fans. The thrill, the speed, the action. You can now experience it all for free on the NASCAR channel on Tubi. All-day access to NASCAR action, streaming classic moments, iconic rivalries, and behind-the-scenes stories from the greatest drivers. Best of all, it's completely free. Stream anytime, anywhere, on your favorite fast platform. No fees, no strings, just NASCAR. Find the NASCAR channel on your streaming device and start watching today.
From Talladega Super Speedway, this is the Motor Racing Network, the voice of NASCAR.
NTEC is constantly evolving to bring you the very best communication services. Our high-speed, high-quality internet, voice, and video services help you make the connections that matter. We may have a new look, but we're still the same local provider you know and love right here in Durand. NTEC grows and changes as you do, so we can always meet your needs. Visit NTEC.net to learn more. That's NTEC.net.
Shawls Gas, downtown Durand, is your authorized Whirlpool dealer. Reputation, quality, pricing, and personal service are what Shawls customers have come to know and trust. Shawls offers a full line of Whirlpool appliances, including dishwashers, microwaves, refrigerators, freezers, washers, and dryers, with installation and service. Clean, cost-effective propane offered by Shawls is the answer for your home energy needs. Visit Shawls Gas for all of your propane and Whirlpool.
The information 2 weeks in advance to us at WRDN1430@gmail.com.
Back here at the Talladega Super Speedway, let's get you down trackside right now and hear from some of the competitors as they get set to go racing today. Coming off of a career best finish last week at Rockingham of second, Parker Retzloff, ready to go racing here at Talladega. He's with Steve Post of Halstead, Pennsylvania.
A little work to do. He's going to start in the 33rd spot. He has the KeenParts.com colors on the car. But, Parker, I do want to go back. Your career best finish, two top four finishes for Alpha Prime Motorsports. What did last week at Rockingham just meant for the organization and you personally?
Yeah, I mean, I think overall just a good morale boost for the whole team. It made me very hungry that I knew I was a couple feet away from being an Xfinity Series winner. So now it's just made me want it even more. So hopefully today we're going to go try and race at the front, see if we got something to race with to try and win this race.
Well, let's talk about it, because one of the opportunity races is, voila, Talladega Super Speedway. How neat is this to have this and have the chance to run for a win later on today?
Yeah, I mean, I think you just have to put yourself in good positions and try and be as smart as you can throughout this race, even though you know that there's a lot of stuff that can happen out of your control, but you got to try and just put yourself in the best spot you can to try and be there at the end.
We'll see what happens with it. Parker Retzloff, he's going to start 33rd, but I don't think the young man's going to stay back here all that long.
I don't think so either. I think he's going to drop the hammer and make his way to the front. We've seen drivers start in the back before, but make their way to the front in a very expeditious manner. Let's talk to the driver that will bring us to the green flag today. We mentioned the challenges of a week ago for Jesse Love. He has a penchant for winning on tracks like this. He is with Alan Cabana of Glastonbury, Connecticut.
Jesse Love, clad in black and yellow for this race. A lot of up and down emotions this week. How do you as a young driver handle it all?
Pull out the fake shovel and dig a hole and bury Rockingham and kind of just leave it there. So obviously it was a bummer, right? Not what we had hoped for, but our whole team's still headstrong enough to bring a fast race car, the fastest car in town, Talladega, and we got a really good shot today.
What is the strength of RCR at Super Speedways, because you guys dominate and have speed and get finishes?
Yeah, I think obviously we got big power, big engines, and ECR does a great job. Our whole fab shop and body shop does a great job, and they bring cars as fast as Xfinity Mobile to the racetrack every week. And Austin Hill, during the week we don't just write it off at the Speedway race and put no work into it. You know, we both study these races like we have a chance to win, and we work really hard at them, just like we would anywhere else.
Best way to bounce back from disappointment: go out there and get the victory today, guys.
Yeah, no question about that. And after qualifying, flex the muscle, did Richard Childress Racing. Jesse Love and his teammate Austin Hill, they occupy the front row.
Get ready. The third annual NASCAR Day Giveathon is just days away. Join us on May 13th to support hundreds of nonprofit organizations across the country to raise much-needed funds for their missions. When you give to the NASCAR Day Giveathon, you will be eligible for some special incentive prizes and matching donation opportunities to make the most of your gift. Visit NASCARDayGiveathon.org and learn how you can join us. That's NASCARDayGiveathon.org.
We are under the green flag.
Listen up, NASCAR fans. Now's the time to turn your love of racing into big-time prizes. Because NASCAR Fantasy Live is your fast lane to bragging rights.
Furious racing here.
Pick five drivers each week of the season. Then complete additional challenges to stack points. All for your shot at the grand prize.
So let's get this party started.
For official rules and to learn more, visit NASCAR.com/fantasy and sign up today.
For drivers getting ready to race today, Jeb Burton has got two wins here at Talladega. He is the active winningest driver here for the NASCAR Xfinity Series at this racetrack. We'll hear from him in a moment. From Talladega Super Speedway, this is the Motor Racing Network, the voice of NASCAR.
Daily money management from Numbers R Us. It's all the same things an accountant does for a business, but for you. Whether it's an older loved one, a member of the military, or just someone who's too busy or constantly on the road, daily money management from Rhonda at Numbers R Us makes your financial life headache-free and avoids fees, family conflict, and fraud. Rhonda handles bills, deposits, and payments, monitoring accounts, and providing complete transparency. Set up a free visit with Rhonda at NumbersRUs.com.
Start your new and exciting career at Martin Transport Mondovi. Martin Transport's one of Western Wisconsin's largest employers and is a leader in the industry, transporting temperature-sensitive freight to 48 states, Canada, and Mexico. Martin Transport now has openings for dedicated, local, regional, and over-the-road drivers, logistics, operations, maintenance, accounting, and information technology. Visit Martin.com for more information and to apply. It's better in blue when you work for an industry leader. Martin Transport Mondovi.
NASCAR coverage on Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN is being brought to you by Adams Super Service, your partners network, Car Care Center, Durand.
A moment ago, I mentioned Jeb Burton's ready to go racing today to try to win his third here at Talladega. He's with our Jason Toy of Barboursville, West Virginia.
And one of the great things about it, every time we get Jeb back at the racetrack at Go Super Speedway Racing, he brings Golden Corral, a sponsorship with him. You've been able to carry him around to some good stuff in the past with Golden Corral. You got a couple of wins here at this track. What's it take to get the job done?
Yeah, just appreciate Golden Corral jumping on board. They've been a great partner of mine the last couple of years and excited about the future with them. And just really proud of our team for bringing a car as fast as Xfinity Mobile. And we start fifth, man. So we got a really good car. When we won here last time, we started seventh. And just got a really good car and just excited. Got a great spotter up on top of the booth there, Mike Herman Jr. He's really good and just excited to be back here at Talladega and ready to go put on a show and try to get stage points and have a shot to win a race.
All right, like you said, Jeb Burton rolling off in the fifth spot. Steve Post.
Sammy Smith, winner here last year, winner here last week at Rockingham. So, Sammy, a lot of momentum on this team coming to a racetrack that you like. What is the key to going back-to-back and winning here this afternoon?
Execution, I think. Controlling the things that we can control and hopefully putting ourselves up front. And if we get lodged back there, just continue to stay in the fight all day and we'll see what happens.
Boy, Talladega, control what we can control. That's Sammy Smith's plan as he goes into today's race, guys.
I like what he said about getting lodged back there. And sometimes when a driver gets punted out of the draft and goes all the way to the back, if you're two and three wide, Todd, you get lodged back there. You get landlocked, car locked, where you got to make something happen, but sometimes you can't because you get boxed in.
Yeah, and you got to have help. That's the biggest part is you got to have people that you want to work with to get yourself back out of that pinch and one of those situations. So just keeping your head level, taking the opportunities you can, being smart about the moves you make.
And you can make moves and hit the back bumper of the car in front of you, but you cannot lock bumpers and shove each other for a period of time. That is against the rules with the Xfinity Series.
Yeah, you cannot lock bumpers. You cannot shove. You can deliver a rat-a-tat-tat to the back bumper. You just can't lock. And that was at a request of the garage. Because what we saw a lot of times is those bumpers would become locked. Push comes to shove, shove comes to crash, wrecked race cars, and then the fabrication bills skyrocket. So deliver that rat-a-tat-tat to the back bumper. Just don't lock them together. Trackside right now, we are ready for pre-race ceremonies for the AgPro 300. Let's go there right now.
Please rise as you are able, remove your hats, and veterans render a hand salute as the Auburn High School Army Junior ROTC Color Guard presents our nation's colors. Here to offer today's invocation, please welcome Talladega Super Speedway Emergency Services Communication Supervisor, Reverend Jeff Sauls.
Father in heaven, we just come to you today, Lord, to thank you for who you are, our Father. Lord, we thank you for meeting our daily bread and bringing that to us. Father, we thank you for this facility and we're able to come and enjoy a race today. Thank you for the safe travel of the race fans. Father, we ask, as a race car driver drives today, may he drive safely, efficiently, and may the best driver win. Father, we ask indeed that you'll take care of their team as they step across the wall. Father, we ask your safety over the team, the track team that'll step out on the racetrack as well when an incident does happen. Thank you for those that are surrounding us and first responders outside the racetrack in the campgrounds. So, Lord, we lift that all up to you, knowing that you'll see to that. We thank you for our military, Lord, and their family. And those who have served, may you bless them in a mighty way. Father, we thank you for your love, your mercy, your grace that you extend through your Son, Jesus Christ, our Messiah. So, Father, we speak and we pray as in his name. And, Lord, as we do that today, may all God's children say, amen.
Here to perform our national anthem, please welcome from Baxley, Georgia, the Appling County High School Choir.
Twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight, o'er the ramparts we watched were so gallantly streaming, and the rocket's red glare, the bombs bursting in air, gave proof through the night that our flag was still there.
High School Choir with our national anthem. We're getting set to race here in Talladega.
NASCAR Live Race Day has been brought to you by Toyota. For the latest Toyota Gazoo racing information, visit TGRNA.com.
Welcome to more.
Green flag is in the air.
More action.
Photo finish.
More awesome. More smoke. More sizzle, more soar, more roar, more friends, more family. Welcome to the one place where no matter who you are, you'll leave with something you'll never forget. Welcome to NASCAR.
Want to know the latest with short track racing around the country? Well, one show has you covered, NASCAR Coast to Coast. Hi, I'm Chris Wilner. Join me each week as we break down the biggest headlines in grassroots racing and in NASCAR's regional and touring series. We'll also talk with rising stars from your favorite short track. Once again, it's NASCAR Coast to Coast, and you can watch or listen today on YouTube, Facebook, MRN.com, or on your favorite podcast platform.
From Talladega Super Speedway, this is the Motor Racing Network, the voice of NASCAR.
When it comes to planting, we know that it takes more than just seed and soil. It's Matthew here with Bluff Country Feed and Seed, and I know that it takes quality seed, fertilizer, as well as expertise. That is how you build a proper foundation and lay down your roots. This is exactly why we can be your experts, because we are rooted here locally. We know Bluff Country because we live here with you. Strong roots lead to a strong business and a thriving community. So plant your roots with us at Bluff Country. Feed and Seed.
Wisconsin soybean farmers are fueling Wisconsin. In 2021, the value of Wisconsin soybeans was $1.61 billion. That fuels our state's economy, communities, and Wisconsin's future. Wisconsin soybean farmers fuel our state, country, and the world while protecting the land and water. Learn how the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board and Wisconsin Soybean Association are working hard to fuel our farms and future. Visit Wisconsin Soybean.
NASCAR coverage on Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN is being brought to you by Tractor Central.
Live on the Motor Racing Network, it's the NASCAR Xfinity Series.
It's going to be a big thumbs up. Get ready to rock and roll and pass the race car today, pal. Hey, boys, let's execute. Have a good day.
Today, the Andy's Frozen Custard 300 from Talladega Super Speedway. Brought to you by Napa. Get the brakes and suspension parts you need right now at Napa by Straight Talk Wireless. Real unlimited data for fans of fast. Official partner of NASCAR. By Toyota. For the latest Toyota Gazoo racing information, visit TGRNA.com. And by Sunoco. From NASCAR to your car, Sunoco fuels peak performance.
Under sunny skies at the moment, a few big white puffy clouds have been drifting by every now and then. No threat of precipitation. We're getting closer and closer to the command of fire engines to get the NASCAR Xfinity Series underway.
Today's race will be the 38th time the series has raced here. Every year since 1992, Chevrolet has won the last 11 races here. Ford's last drafting track win, Alex, was at Daytona in February of 2021 with Austin Cindric. They are looking to snap a dry spell. Toyotas are looking to snap a dry spell today, but you've got to get past the Bowtie Brigade. It's hard to do that when you've got a team that's got a stranglehold on drafting tracks. Like Talladega in Richard Childress Racing.
Yeah, you do, with their two drivers getting set to go with Jesse Love and Austin Hill. Austin Hill has been a drafting track master at Daytona, at Atlanta. He's led laps here at Talladega, Mike, but he has not had the success here as he has other tracks.
He has a total of 8 wins on tracks like this. However, Talladega is his only drafting track without a win. The RCR teammates have won already on the big tracks. You won the season opener. That was won by Jesse Love. Austin Hill won at Atlanta. Here we are for the third opportunity of a serving of drafting racing. We'll see if Austin Hill can snap the skid that he's experienced here. He's very talented. Just things haven't gone his way. Or will we be talking about someone else that'll bubble up? Perhaps maybe a Junior Motorsports team, or a Jordan Anderson team, or a colleague racing team that'll make their way into victory lane. We're all about to find out together.
We are, because racing here at Talladega can bring all kinds of surprises, whether it's surprise crashes or no crashes or surprise winner. Talladega tends to have that up its sleeve nearly every time we come here.
And that's what leaves the fans on the edge of their seats and on their feet over the course of a race. Let's go trackside right now for the command to fire engines.
Talladega, give a big NASCAR welcome to Timmy Hires. By day, he's an AgPro company's partner and corporate sales manager. But today, he is here to say the most famous words in motorsports. It's all yours, Timmy.
Drivers, start your engines.
NASCAR Xfinity Series entries come to life on the pit lane. When we come back, we'll introduce you to the starting lineup.
The thrills of NASCAR racing from over 55 years of Motor Racing Network broadcasts.
Bobby Allison brings the race car right down in the middle of the track, crosses the start-finish line, and he will win the 24th annual Daytona 500.
Bill Elliott wins the Hooters 500. Alan Kulwicki, 1992 champion.
MRN Classic Races.
And in the whole pack, steaming for the finish line, Dale Earnhardt wins a Winston 500.
Find all the classic moments on MRN Classic Races on any podcast platform.